goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. As always, we start with When Love Goes Astray. No, today is not a pity party. It's just an exploration. Who does that song, When Love Goes Astray? I know. And if you know, or even if you just want to venture a guess, give me a call at 877-480-4120. The first correct answer will receive a free copy, that's right, free, of Marina Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. First of all, happy Labor Day weekend. Tuesday we will start ALD, which is what we called After Labor Day, back in the day when I was on Fire Island. It's very similar to what August switchies were when I was in summer camp. But of course, I digress. And even before I get into the main topic, I want to be the first to wish everybody to whom it applies a very happy, healthy, loving, and prosperous new year. To those of you who it does not apply, I wish it to you anyway. Who gets the friends? That's today's topic. There is no guest today. It's just you and me. If you have an opinion or a question, let me know. The same phone number, 877-480-4120. I can and will go on and on this topic because it is one of particular relevance to me. Indeed, this is, you guys don't know this, but it's my 20th show today. And I would say that this show, the one we're about to do, has been rattling around in my head for quite some time. So let's get to the basics. You've been married for a while, in my case 25 years, although the length of the marriage shouldn't really matter. And you've developed friendships. You and your spouse have friends from before you met. You expanded those friendships to include their spouses, children. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the relationships where the kids would call you Uncle Larry or Aunt So-and-so, even though there's no blood relationship between you. Who gets those friends? Of course, you're going to keep your old friends who are basically yours without spousal attachments. You might get together with the wives, my case, once or twice a year, but we play golf or we hang out and we do things, go out to dinner, much more just the boys. So that one's easy. And then there are the new friends, your neighbors, the parents of your children's classmates. We got a bunch of those, particularly with the first child, business associates and the like. Then all of a sudden, you have your epiphany. Or your spouse has had his or her epiphany and thrusted it upon you. And now you and your spouse are no longer a couple. I ask you again, who gets the friends? I have wrestled, and that's a really good word for it, I have wrestled with this question for the entire length of my separation. It is of monumental importance, and yet it was never, ever considered by me, not even once, in the first 27 or 28 years of my career as a divorce lawyer. Who gets the friends? What I have learned is astounding. The minute I moved out of my house, everything changed. Actually, it started probably the day before I moved out of my house, where I was so euphoric in running away from home that I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and ran errands all day. I also decided to buy myself a toy, I bought myself a large screen television set. Now, I drive a Honda Civic. My ex drives an SUV. So later on that day, I said, can I borrow your car? I have to move something big. Okay. I borrow a car. Happy as a pig and you know what. And get back to the house. And it was 8 o'clock at night. I had to pack. I don't think that my soon-to-be ex would want... I know she didn't want to watch me pack to leave her. This was not her idea. It was my idea. So she went out in her car. 2 minutes after she leaves the house, her car breaks down. I get a phone call. What did you do to my car? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? The car died. What do you mean the car died? It was working fine. I can't get it to move. Okay, where are you? She tells me where she is. I drive to a mile and a half away from where I live. And sure enough, oh, and before I walked out of the house, I had found her. I had found her brand new jumper cables by the garage door. So I walk there and I hold the by with one hand and I go, these don't do you any good in the house. So, you know, being a nice Jewish boy and having no mechanical abilities, I try to jump the car 3 times. Starts up 3 times. You take the jumper cables away, it dies. It was a distributor cap issue. That much I know. So I said, call AAA, knowing that the week before I gave her a brand new AAA card. I don't have a car. Card. Excuse me. I don't have a card. So I said, I'll tell you what. I'll use mine. I'll use your car, but you have no battery right now, and my phone's almost out of juice. So give me your card, your phone, and I will call AAA, and I'll wait for them. And we're going to talk about what happened after that when we come back. Again, 877-480-4120. If you hear things that you may recognize, I may be talking about you today, so it might be worthy of a phone call in. This is The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Love Stinks, the Jay Giles Band. I was telling you the story the day before I moved out of my house. So I'm sitting, waiting for AAA to come. It was a cold, cold night, and it took him a long time to get there. And I had my wife's phone. I didn't have mine. Her phone rings. I answer it. It's her best friend, and I'll tell you more about her best friend in a minute. And she says, I thought this was Jeannie's phone. And I go, it is. Would you like to hear my tale of woe? She goes, I guess I'm gonna have to. And at that point I said, and that's pretty much the way she said it. No, you don't have to. She's in my car. She's driving home. She'll be there in 5 minutes. I just called. I said, she just left me. She will be back in the house in 5 minutes. So, now this was a woman who, and I will explain it in a minute, I've known her. I haven't known her as long as my wife has known her, but I've known her longer than I've known my wife. So, you know, that's a long time. I know her 30 years. Okay. So everything changes. And in the initial euphoria of a divorce... And let's face it, if you're in a bad relationship and you're out, it is euphoria when you leave. It's like the weight of the world has been lifted. I won't make the jokes about, you know, the X amount of ugly pounds on my back, but I will say that I have lost 45 pounds of ugly fat from my belly and love handles. And this didn't hit me all at once because, frankly, on two different occasions during my separation, I thought I was in love. I think the operative word is love. Thought, not love. Thought. And when you come to the realization that your love is somewhat unrequited, that you try and assess where you are with your friendships. And the things that have happened are unbelievable. They're just unbelievable. As my own relationship issues, I now have my own relationship issues. I think in Facebook parlance, they would call it, it's complicated. It raises my hackles about what else I lost, and I'm talking about my friends. by necessity, this is an incredibly personal show for me. If it strikes a chord with you, if you have any questions, if you think I'm talking about you, call in 877-480-4120. And don't forget to tell everyone you know about this show and about the entire 20-show archives of podcasts of the Divorce Hour at the TalkingAlternative.com website. Okay, I was telling you. Okay. If you're listening now, chances are you received an email from me or from Sam behind the controls, and Sam is now joined today by Freddie, so we're very excited. We have two producers today. Or you found out about us on Facebook or LinkedIn. I send an email out to, I'm not going to tell you how many people, but quite a few. And surprisingly, many people don't want to get emails about divorce. Go figure. So anybody to whom I have sent an email that doesn't want it, to give me your email address, because if you just say, just remove me, I don't know where to look. Okay. It's complicated. It is complicated. Anyway, before I met my wife, through her best friend, whom I had known way back from my Fire Island days, the friend called me to see if I wanted to go out with her taller friends. Friend, singular. And I said, I'm not really interested, but I am interested in going out with a woman who would eventually become my wife. So although I had met this woman and her then boyfriend, now ex-husband, met them before I married my wife, before I even met my wife, the four of us became very good friends during our marriage. When they split up, which was a few years before I split up, I tried to be Switzerland. You're going to hear that word from me repeatedly. At the time, I did not know that no one trusts Switzerland. But nobody knows if Switzerland's go with the Allies or the Nazis. Nobody knows which way the wind is going to blow Switzerland. But I tried to be a good guy. I tried to be as neutral as possible. Not knowing then that what I know now, and that is that nobody trusts Switzerland. The ex-husband, still my friend. Hang out with him all the time. Love him. You heard the story about his ex-wife with the car that day. Interestingly, you know, I tried to be pleasant, sociable, and even helpful to my wife's friend. I went so far as to, actually she asked me, and I went so far as to recommend one of my colleagues as her divorce attorney. She elected not to hire him, went somewhere else. She would have had a better deal if she went to my guy, but you know, that's her call. Well, I started this little segment talking about my emails announcing the show. Way back when Founding Father Giorgio Rapetti was running the station and running his own show before I had my own show, he brought me in as a guest to talk about divorce prevention. I thought it was kind of funny, but we seem to have done that. Well, I got to tell you, my wife's friend was on my email list. She got one of the emails that said, hey, I'm going to be on Giorgio's show. Listen to me. The email that went out to her just after my separation was responded to as follows. Take me off your friends list. Can you imagine? Now look, I'm smart enough to know that a good many of the people I send emails to about the show either hit delete Don't open them. Ignore them. But don't tell me to take you off your friends list. I was flabbergasted. Truthfully, I don't expect to see this woman again other than at our own respective children's weddings and in and our events involving our eventual grandchildren. But I didn't expect the abject hostility that I was given. Now, in that situation, I got the husband. My wife got the wife. But what about the intact couples? And that's what we're going to talk about when I come back. You know, the people that are still married to wife number one, to husband number one, and we're friends with both of you. We will continue this on the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love.
You've lost that love and feeling, the Everly Brothers. Oh, that love and feeling. It is sad. It is sad when you lose that love and feeling. So, I'm just stalling for a moment because I think I have a call. I do have a call. Let's see where we're going. I apologize to the audience out there. I'm distracted by the phone call that has come in.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hold on 1 second. We have a caller on line one. Who's the caller, Sam? Hello?
Hi, June Lombardi, Marina's mom. How are you?
June! How are you?
Good. I just made it into the house, so I haven't gone online yet to hear about this, but it's an important subject that you're speaking about today.
It is. So, before we get into that, Marina's all set at college?
She is. We had to go back and forth for the last 4 days of a show that she was doing. She was playing violin for Fiddler
okay.
in our area, so it conflicted for 4 days with orientations and placement tests, but they were very cooperative, and I was driving a lot.
Okay. And just so you know, we are offering a free copy of Marina's book to the person who can tell me who does When Love Goes Astray, the song I open every show with. So when somebody comes up with that answer, they're going to get a copy of Marina's book.
That's great. That's awesome.
So I take it you had friend issues, too, when you separated?
Actually, no friend issues. And I'm hearing an echo. Do you hear it, too?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I'll ignore it. No friend issues. And I thought a lot about it because I saw your emails coming through. And I really feel that although blood is thicker than water, it's not as thick as we think. If you're a good person, have a good heart, people are just not going to abandon you that quickly. But what I find also is that friendship takes a lot of work. And if you put in the time, I don't think you're going to lose it when divorce hits. That was my experience. And
I think that's because you're the woman.
I think it's what you put into.
I think it's because you're the woman. Are you there, June?
I am.
Okay. Women are more socially oriented anyway. They make the phone calls. They set up the social plans.
That's correct.
Do everything. But I got to tell you, the hostility that I have found from my wife's relatives and my wife's friends, formerly my friends and her friends, has been unbelievable. And I was, before the last break, I was telling a story about my wife's best friend. And, you know, I never did anything wrong other than leaving my wife. I admit that was my fault. I take the hit on that. I take most of the hit on that. I don't take all of the hit on that,
no,
but I take most. So it's very interesting. And then, and I'm going to be talking about, in the last segment, I'm going to be talking about family and family events like weddings and things of that nature. It's really become very peculiar.
I'm sure it has. The gentleman that I dated for a while cited the same issues, and it is unfortunate. And I don't know if it's that the women are perceived as the ones that are victimized, whether they're the ones who leave the family or if it's the husband that leaves. Maybe it's, the poor woman and blah, blah, blah. I don't really know because from a woman's perspective and who I am, I didn't have any of those problems. As a matter of fact, my ex-husband deeply resents the fact that relationships have been maintained. And, I don't know. I'm the one that still goes and sees our children's great aunt.
On his side.
He doesn't. So maybe it's the effort, too, that in the cases that I've...
It might be.
I don't know.
It might be, and I recognize that, blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
So there are... And look, I expected my wife's family to take my wife's side.
Yeah.
Okay? I expected my family, what limited family I have left, to take my side. You know, there's a thing about the Blooms. I guess that's why they call us the Blooms. I think Elton John wrote a song about it. We don't pull punches. My mother was the most direct person I have ever met in my life. And if you said something she disagreed with, or you weren't living your life the way she thought it was the right way to be lived, she would let you know.
Sure. Well,
so, and, I had a brother, and I had a mother, my mom, both of whom are deceased. My father was closer to my brother, and I was closer to my mother. And now Dad and I are stuck with each other. So, we make the best of things.
It's a sad situation all the way around in every aspect. It's a terrible loss. I think every case is individual, just like raising kids is an individual thing, and marriages are individual. Childbirth is individual.
I'll take your word for it on the childbirth. I know I got in trouble telling the difference between an emergency section, C-section, and a planned C-section.
Oh.
Because my wife was on the labor floor for 36 hours with my daughter. They both almost died on the table.
Oh, no.
And my son was cut, pull, sew. They were done in 5 minutes. Scheduled, cut, pull, sew, they were done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then, it was, you know, I say, oh, it's a piece of cake. And my wife goes, I had major surgery. And she's right, she did have major surgery. But, you know, there was no issue about anybody surviving when my son was born. Mm-hmm. There were considerable issues about whether they would survive, my daughter and my wife. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, I really gave a lot of thought to this session today because it's very intriguing how it works and how it worked for me and how it works for others.
Before I left the office to come here today, I sent an email to my therapist. And it's August, right? It's August. Every therapist is on vacation. So I sent an email saying, I don't expect you to listen to the show live, but listen to it on podcast because I'm engaging in self-therapy today.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel.
Yeah, I in reflecting, I had a long-term marriage that started when I was 19. And then I had a 6.5-year relationship with a gentleman that ended in March. And those are my two experiences in my entire life, and I'm 51 now.
You're not supposed to admit how old you are.
In both of those relationships that didn't end because I wanted them to end, I still took the attitude, which was not a healthy one, and I've gotten over it, but it was, oh my gosh, if my man is not happy with me, then it's my fault, and I take 100% responsibility for the breakup of the relationship. Well, I know that's not true.
Thank God you know that. Okay.
I did that twice in the two relationships I've had, and I still, you know, I hope I learn for the next one. But just taking the responsibility and not bashing the other person and all of that, maybe that helped me maintain the relationships that I had. I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard. It's a lot of hard work. And you know what? Our friends are, they're placed in the middle.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I never once asked somebody to choose me or her. I never thought that was fair. And yet, when they chose both, I was offended. So, you know, what do you do?
Right.
And I'm going to talk about that story when I get back from the break. June, I really appreciate you calling in.
Welcome.
It's nice
talking to
know, it's
to
nice
you.
To know someone is listening out there.
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, June.
Bye.
We will be back in a couple of minutes. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here, as always, on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Go your own way. Got that? Go your own way. Fleetwood Mac. Sam puts together the best divorce music. And if you want the holiday gift from my firm to this year is a CD of divorce classics. Okay, you could go your own way. We'll definitely be included in that. I can assure you, Love Stinks will probably open it. Okay. Sam, what did you tell me last time we were here? 55 countries we listened to? That's unbelievable. And I understand right now we have a listener in Michigan, and I have a funny feeling that the Michigan listener is the subject of what I want to talk about next. So, Michigan listener, if you want to call in, 877-480-4120. My best friend in the whole world. He doesn't live in Michigan. His wife's family's from Michigan. So they are spending Labor Day weekend together. Lucky them. Holiday weekend with the in-laws. I don't miss that. He was offered a guest position today on the show, but he's not here. And my daughter was going to be the special guest, and she said yes. And then I realized I was sandbagging my own child, and I didn't want to do that, because when we get into that, you'll understand why. Anyway, my friend, who's now, and his wife, became friends of me and my wife. We had met earlier. I met him on a date. I met him on a triple date. None of the couples are still together, but he and I are still together after all this time. So it was a very funny night. I love this guy. He's just like me. It was fun. But I got to tell you, he and his wife have decided that they are not taking sides. They love my wife. They love me. And I got to tell you, it's the weirdest. It's the most unsettling. And it's the most dramatic experience I have ever had. It is because of this fact that I say over and over again, no one trusts Switzerland. When a story to illustrate this, and again, not everybody knows what goes on in. How does that old song go? No one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Well, nobody knows. I never wanted my kids to feel, oh, they have to choose between mom and dad on a particular holiday. Well, unfortunately, that meant that from the time of my separation through 2009, my wife had my children, our children, for every single holiday with the sole exception of Father's Day. And my daughter had a date last Father's Day out of town, so it was just me and my son. I said to my daughter, "What? He doesn't have a father?" Anyway, she knows I kid her. She knows I love her. But I announced to my wife last December, "You've had every blank in the holiday with the kids. I'm getting holidays in 2010. Well, all very well and good. Except that the next thing I know, the very first holiday of 2010, Passover of 2010, when I thought I was going to be with my children, I learned from my lovely wife that she had already booked the holiday. A month in advance, she had booked the holiday with the kids, and that she would be going to my best friend's house for Seder. I was devastated. I'm not going to lie to you, I was devastated. I screamed at my kids. I screamed at my friends. I didn't scream at her because I'm done screaming at her. Now, my friend didn't know the conversation I had with my wife. His wife didn't know that conversation. But I got to tell you, Julius Caesar and Mark Anthony did not have a bigger falling out than I had with my best friend. It was a betrayal. I'm not going to lie to you. There is no euphemism that adequately describes that feeling other than betrayal. I have a tendency to make jokes about things that make me very uncomfortable. As you may have guessed from It's Complicated and some of the other things I've said today. Well, right before the Passover holiday, I'm out to dinner with the 12 guys I go play golf with one weekend a year. And we went out to dinner and all of us showed up. And this guy was the last one to walk up into the restaurant. And he says to everybody, "Where should I sit?" My response, "Why don't you pull up a chair next to my wife?" I thought it was funny. He had no idea how to react because I was already pissed off at him. And another occasion, the same friend says to me, "You know, it's really too bad your wife had to put down the dog." Now, fortunately, I had heard that information from my son a couple of hours before. But I said to him, "And wouldn't you have felt horrible if this was the way I found out?" What's the answer? I can't make people choose, and I don't want them to. But I can't stop thinking about the lack of trust and the walls that have gone up. I made those walls. The walls I built, admittedly invisible, but I built those walls, keeping me, I don't know if it's safe in my fortress or lonely in my fortress. But, you know, I don't know how you trust your best friends when they are still friends with your wife. I don't know how you do that. Who gets those friends? Isn't my friend supposed to be my friend? Isn't the person who was my closest friend? He was in my wedding party. I've known him for 30 years. Why the F does she get to keep him? Now you know how I feel. I'm hurt. I'm depressed. I'm lonely. I figured out, finally, while I was preparing for the show, because this show is, in fact, self-therapy. Hopefully it's therapy for some of the people out there. I'm not trained as a therapist. I'm merely a divorce lawyer. I've got to put that out there. But the truth is, My friend can do what he wants. Just don't throw it in my face. You want to invite my wife somewhere? You want to get together with my wife? Go ahead. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. And choosing, I mean it. I don't want to make anyone choose, her or me. I think that's terrible. But I've made some of my own choices, and I've started erecting those walls. As an example, I was extremely involved in my synagogue before my divorce, before my separation, whatever you want to call it. And the cantor said to me one day, why don't you come for the high holidays? And I said, I can't do that. She needs the temple more than I do. And I meant that. But then the next question is going to be family weddings and other events. And I'm going to talk about that in either my final or my second to final segment, because I never know which segment I'm in. And you are and hopefully will continue to be listening to the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. We are here on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Sting and the Police, King of Pain. God, I love the lyrics of that song. Okay. I was talking about weddings and other events, major milestone events. Thank God my children are beyond bar and bat mitzvah and not quite yet at wedding. But what about other people's events? What about your family? Again, which family are we talking about? What about your friends? What's going to happen when my friend and his ex-wife, my wife's friend's sons are marrying and we're both invited to those same affairs? I always hate the word affairs because it has that other connotation. Okay. I'm going to go into the reason now why I originally wanted and then didn't want my daughter to be a guest today. My wife grew up in a building, an apartment building in Brooklyn. She had a sister, no brothers. Her cousins lived in the same building. Three sisters, no brothers. So you got these five girls who were really, really close. And other than my soon-to-be ex-sister-in-law, they all live in the greater New York area. We and her oldest cousin live in Bergen County, New Jersey. And we have developed a very good friendship, very close, to the point where the cousin's husband was and is still a very good friend of mine. I want to offer them a mazel tov. Okay? They have two boys, and in the middle they have a girl. And their daughter will be married sometime next month. I met the man, the groom, and he's a great guy, and I wish them nothing but the best. But even more exciting, my daughter, Katie, I hope you don't mind me telling people how old you are, my 22-year-old daughter is going to be the maid of honor. At the risk of using more Yiddish, I'm kvelling. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of my daughter. I don't want to go to this wedding. I don't want to be a guest. And I would have never brought a date, significant or otherwise. However, I have, in the last month, seen the bride twice. Once with her soon-to-be husband, and once without. And she wants me to go to the wedding. She said that two times in front of my daughter. Her father of the bride, very good friend of mine, wants me to be there. I am fairly certain that the mother of the bride has no opinion or has a strong opinion about me not being there, but that's neither here nor there. But I got to tell you, I wanted to see my daughter walk down the aisle. It's a big deal, and it would mean a lot to me. I don't know. You know, nobody has a problem with me going. My intention was to go to the ceremony, watch my daughter, leave a gift, and go home and watch football. That was my plan for October whatever. And cousin's husband and the bride and groom had no problem with that. But my daughter feels, and I guess she's right, it's not about me. It's not about her mother. It's about the bride. And she feels that all attention should be devoted to the bride and not to poor, poor Jeannie, whose husband showed up at this wedding to make her miserable. So I got it. I understand it. Hopefully someone will get me a picture of my daughter walking down the aisle. But I got to tell you, I am missing out on a milestone in my daughter's life. And I'm the kind of father who, when my daughter was on the high school tennis team, I would take every meet day or afternoon off. I would go watch her play. I mean, I still am a devoted father. And for her to go through this and for me not to be there is just so painful. So I ask my listeners, what do you do? How do you handle these things? What about when Switzerland has their own wedding and we are each invited? When is the right time to put a significant other in the mix? And then what happens when my kids get married? And I'm not even talking about the financial aspects. Needless to say, my wife and I don't get along particularly well. Duh. We're getting divorced. But, you know, the animosity here is just so incredible. I'm going to continue this again on future shows, probably not the next show. But I will do that. I am so happy to report that I have met a dating consultant. And apparently that's something I need because I need it. So I don't even want to get into that now. I need it. And I have been waiting to do a dating show so that afterwards I can do a show with a sex therapist. Call me old-fashioned. I believe that dating should precede sex. Anyone with an idea for future shows, please email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com or call me at 212-964-3502. To the listener who took me up on this offer, I hope some of today's show hit upon, albeit peripherally, some of your suggestions. Future shows will incorporate other suggestions. If you like what you hear, or if you anything I said or any of my prior guests have said that pique your interest, don't keep us a secret. Tell your family, tell your friends. You could even tell your spouse, though that might send a somewhat different message depending upon the status of your marriage. Stay tuned for my friend Tony Martinetti, who is proving that Manhattan is really just a very small island, because his guest today is Karen Bradunas, who is also my friend. Tony and Karen are incredibly smart people, much smarter than me. Listen in for their brains to counter my emotions. Have a safe holiday weekend, a great week, the best new year ever. This has been The Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.